story we can maybe show here somewhere in the early chapters. How we could take, you know, the parallel here, Victoria Nuland and what happened there in Ukraine. We have the empire who have lost connection with the rest of the world, and they think they are the boss, the rulers, the empire, the almighty, and so on. And they're kind of isolated in their own world there, so they don't know what's going on. So now we have this other power there, which used to be a superpower, but you know, no chance against us there in the East. And we will finish them off. We will just split them up into smaller countries and destroy them. Which you actually have this Kaja Kallas saying openly, this EU lady. So anyway, they're then making up a beautiful plan, the color revolution, and then it kind of goes a little, well, yeah, let's use those Nazis. You know, they can be used. We have used those kind of weirdos before in Middle East. The terrorist groups, even to our advantage, and so on. The plan, we show this, we can, you know, somewhere or other, maybe, I don't know if Maria gets a look into this, or we just follow those people which she meets, and then we follow them on their own. So they're sitting there, and there is this lady coming up with this beautiful plan, and yeah, we can do it, color revolution, and then we do this and that. And then they realize, oops, that big country was bigger than we thought, and they were more powerful than we thought, and it doesn't work, this, and we didn't defeat them in 1 week. So, and then they have pushed out this perfectly authored media package, the narrative, as it is being called, to show how this is unprovoked attack, this country over there in the East just wants to take over the world, and we are now all having to work together to defeat them. So let's send them weapons and, you know, so on, this other country that they invaded. No need to mention names. But then they realize over there in that empire that, oops, didn't work, let's pull out of this. But the mass formation bubble has been established. And we have people, let's put it into the actual situation, because this is describing the actual situation in Europe. They run now in this bubble, in this mass formation psychological bubble. And even though the originators of this conflict, the empire in the West, are pulling out, they will just stay there with it. Because, again, it's a bubble where the ideas that were once introduced into that are bouncing around. And if you say something else that goes against it, then you are a liaison with the enemy or something like that. You're a spy, or you're whatever, a traitor. So in this way, those people are just, firing up each other to go to war, world war, against that super biggest nuclear power in the world. Although they hardly have any military power themselves. So we can show this, the weirdness of this situation in our story here.